Hi, everybody. This is Steve Barish. I'm sorry that Dr. Fred is not with us this evening. He's doing a lot of wonderful things for himself keeping himself cool at the same time. So without further ado, I think I'm going to be doing the show tonight. And what we can do is, if you feel like having a healing of any sort, please don't hesitate to call me. I've done a lot of healings on the show before, and of course with Dr. Fred at the shows. So if anybody needs anything, don't hesitate to call. If you need to find out anything about the receptors or projectors or whatever it is that you're seeking, please don't hesitate to call me. Let me give you some phone numbers here. It's 1-888-815-9756. 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510, and 1-530-413-4522. Please don't hesitate to call. We could have an awful lot of fun on the phone this evening. I'm alone this evening, and it'll just be me, and we can do a lot of healing and a lot of good talking. What I want to discuss is the heart and how to get in touch with all the beautifulness inside the heart and inside the body. It's just a miraculous instrument. The heart is basically where God resides. It's a place where there is a lot of love, a lot of openness. If you just want to seek your own self, if you want to seek the love that's in yourself, please don't hesitate to call me. We can discuss how to get into the heart and how to actually walk through the heart or walk through the chakras. You'll find that the chakras, the heart, and the body is filled with love. It's absolutely filled with love. To open up the heart, it's so simple to do. You won't believe how easy it is. But the main thing is that we're not lost. We're not, you know, the most beautiful thing that I find out about people is that they want to be heard, they want to be loved, they want to be shared with in terms of compassion, in terms of love, in terms of anything that they really want in their lives. Like Dr. Fred says, you know, these necklaces are fantastic, but, you know, the love that we have for ourselves and our fellow man, very, very important to do. It's love. It's love that makes the world go round. It's love that God gives us to be able to use it to allow us to heal each other and heal the planet at the same time. So what we can do is we can have a lot of fun this evening in terms of discussing the heart, the chakras, how the mind works. The mind is a terrific instrument. It's so powerful. If you can align the heart and the brain together, which is not hard to do. It just takes a little meditation and a lot of love. And to get in touch with that love, what we need to do, if you're just sitting there and if you have any kind of knowledge about meditation or if you don't have any knowledge about meditation, if you just shut your eyes for a second and bring your consciousness down to your throat, that's it, and just follow it straight down right into the heart. And don't be afraid, just follow it. Nothing's going to happen bad. The only thing that will happen is that you open your heart and look at the love that's actually inside of you. It's just a beautiful way of being. And that's what we want to do. So good. Now, if you're down near the heart area, just relax yourself. Just unwind. Don't let your brain just walk you away from it. Just stay right center. That's it. Good. Now what we need to do is we're right at the heart. So what we want to do is walk into the heart. The heart is there for you It's there for you to see. It's there for you to love. It's there for you to share. So I think the best thing to do is try to think of yourself as part of the universe, as part of God, as part of nature. We are part of everything that is on this planet, and everything that we do, we can share with others and make it much, much better. So what we want to do is just bathe in the heart. So there's going to be a little darkness, and then just walk into the heart. That's it. Walk into it. Just go further, and you'll start seeing light. That's it. And when you feel the pressure around your head, just stop for a minute. That's it. And you'll start feeling love. You'll start feeling compassion. You'll start feeling the reason for living, the reason for love, the reason for reason itself. That's it. So now let's walk a little further inside. That's it. Good. Now, if you want to have some fun, just stay here a minute and let the vibration of the heart heal you. That's it. Let yourself feel the heart. Let yourself feel what's going on with you. Allow yourself to partake in the delicious feel of the heart. The heart is just an amazing tool, and it really does a big job. But the simplicity of it is that you can get in touch with it and really, really, you know, just have a good feeling about everything. That's it. It's wonderful. That's great. It's wonderful to just stand there. Don't be afraid of it. Just love it. Unfold your hands and embrace the heart. Just embrace the body. You should feel like you're really opening up. You should be feeling like there's nothing but a lot of energy around you. You should feel like you're actually gone into the heart. Just keep your eyes shut and think of all the love that you're feeling, all the love that's there. It's yours. It belongs to you. It's a promise. Just love the energy. Just love everything about yourself. Because that's what God gave us. He gave us a promise to love ourselves without question, without fear. It's just so beautiful. That's it. You should feel that love all around you now. Okay, now let's walk a little bit further in. That's it. That's good. That's really wonderful. The people that are following me in, that really feels wonderful that you guys are actually doing that. It's really wonderful. Feels excellent. Good. Now walk further in. If it gets a little uncomfortable, let's just stop and take our breaths. Feel the energy. Feel the love around you. Feel the fear just dropping away. Just feel the energy of love of everything around you. There's nothing to be afraid of. That's it. Good. Good. Just breathe in all that love. If you want it a little bit more, you can say, I breathe in the breath of God. And just suck it in through your lips. Just suck all that wonderful energy through your lips. Just allow it to be. Allow it to be who you are. Allow yourself to be. Feel the love that's around you. Just drop everything. Just drop all the anxiety. Let everything go. Let your body fill up with this tremendous light, this tremendous love. That's it. It feels so good. All right, let's walk a little bit further in. That's it. I think we're going to stop here. If we go further, there's an entrance that will allow you to go out to the universe, and I don't think a lot of people are ready for that. I went out for 8 years. I was out and searching the universe and love and the planets, and it was just really, really beautiful to meet a lot of people out there. If you're not ready for that, I suggest highly not doing that, because it'll take you. So just stand right here and just love the energy. Just love where you're at. Just practice this sometimes. Just practice this love. That's it. All right, we can come back out now. So we're going to just back out really nicely. That's it. Okay, you're back in your third eye. We're going to go back up to the brain, but you'll feel the brain much differently. It's not going to be as crowded with all the junk in it. It'll be more filled with love, more disciplined. The best part about this is that when you go outside, you'll be able to see the trees are greener, the grass is greener. You'll be able to see a lot more than you did before. So just enjoy it. And you can do that with yourselves and allow yourselves to enjoy that kind of energy. This is stuff that the masters have taught me and I'm teaching you. So it's wonderful that you can get in touch, or we can actually get in touch with this kind of energy. That's where it resides. That's where love is. That's where everything comes from. We have it inside of ourselves. People are looking outside for love, and it's right inside of ourselves. A tremendous amount of energy, a tremendous amount of power. You should feel your eyes looking straight forward. This is a discipline that takes a lot of years to do, but going through the heart, you'll have that discipline very quickly. So if you're looking straight ahead, you'll see all this beautiful energy, and it's locked right into your brain. So your brain is changing, and that's really important because all the junk is leaving. So what you're doing is being one-on-one with the energy of your heart. And that's so important because you really, really need that, and it's really, really strong. I've been working on some clients for Dr. Fred in terms of setting up their projectors, and a couple of people that I met psychically from South Africa. They were really, really sweet people, and we had a lot of fun. I also worked on some people that Dr. Fred had sent me, and that was really a lot of fun to do. And we had a great time. As a matter of fact, I've returned a phone call. He's been just really elated with the energy that he's received. But remember that you have the choice to make. Either you want to stay where you're at, or you want to go into advancement. And we always want to move forward. I'm so inquisitive with energy, and I'm so inquisitive about life. It's so wonderful to be able to use this kind of energy to help people and help yourself. I've done a lot of energy. I've done a lot of energy around the world, and it's really a lot of fun when you help people that know that they need help, and you have the ability to be able to help them. So it's really fun to do, and you can really have a lot of fun with it. So please don't hesitate to use this kind of energy, and I think you'll enjoy it an awful lot. The other thing is that your chakras. The chakras are really easy to work with. You can go into the chakras just like you went into the heart chakra. You can go into the throat. You can go into the third eye. As a matter of fact, a funny story. I remember working on a client, maybe about 20 years ago, and she was having trouble seeing out of her third eye, and I went into her third eye. And she said to me, or I said to her, what do you see in your third eye? And she said, I see you. I said, well, I guess you don't have any problem seeing out of your third eye. So, you know, you could really do an awful lot of stuff, and it's really a lot of fun to do. Please, don't hesitate to open yourself up. Allow yourself to breathe. Allow yourself to be who you are. Just be. It's such an important word. Just be yourself. Just allow yourself to have the freedom to be able to walk through and to be able to do some wonderful stuff. I remember the first time I went to California, and Fred had his projectors there, and we had four of them in a room. I think there was about 65 people, if I remember correctly. And we set up the projectors around the room. And it was really interesting. There were three pods there that was straight light. In other words, light right from heaven. And so what we would do, I think there was 15 or 16 people in the light per light. There were three lights coming down. They were really, really powerful. And a lot of people could see them. If they couldn't see them, they certainly felt them. And we put one person in the center, and they felt the energy and the love from the energy coming down from heaven. And it was really amazing because we had people off the ground. They were actually so elated that they were actually leaving the ground. So the idea of it is that when you have that kind of energy, you can actually do a lot of wonderful things. It's really great to work with Dr. Bell. It's really good to, you know, to do this kind of energy. And so we had a lot of fun. That's what he told me. I was leading, and the people were in the light. There were 4 foot around light from heaven, and there were three of them. And he was telling me people were actually off the ground. So we had a lot of fun that day, and it's really wonderful when you can work with people. And just turn everything on. Just turn life on. Turn everything that you need right on. And it's not hard to do. So that's the beautiful part about it, is that it's not hard to do. So if you follow and just do these things, it's not difficult. People want to make it difficult, but it's really, really not. Let me give out a phone number again. It's 888-627-6008. If anybody needs a healing, if anybody needs some work done, please don't hesitate to call me. We can have a lot of fun. The projectors that we used in the room, it was so beautiful. The projectors in my room, in the room where I work, there are a lot of pyramids in the projectors, and each pyramid projector was lighting up. There was a very, very profound light coming from each pyramid, and it would fire to the center of the room, and then there was a ball of light right over my massage table, and the ball of light was about 2 inches. Then it would get to about 4 inches, and then it would get to 6, and then it would get to a foot, about a foot wide, round, and the energy of it was absolutely fantastic. So there's a lot going on with projectors. We're finding out that is experimental right now, but a lot of it is that people, I presume that people are seeing the same thing I am. At least I hope so. There is a lot of energy in these projectors, so you want to, I think Dr. Fred's got five, if I remember. I've only got four, but I get a lot out of four. So they're really powerful, and it's really wonderful. And the projectors work so beautifully. They're really a lot of fun to do. But do the heart. Try to remember what I'm saying about the heart. The heart is so important. It'll ground you. It'll just actually make you feel just absolutely fantastic. It'll make you feel like you're home. Just walk into the heart. Don't be afraid of it. Allow that energy to fulfill you. Allow it to feel it. The best thing that I can tell you is feeling. Feel all the energy about you and around you. And as soon as you open up that heart chakra, you'll be able to see a little bit more. You'll be able to see, well, I've seen the eyes of trees. I've seen the eyes of grass. I've seen the eyes of flowers. The soul of a tree, which is in the center of the tree, about 6 feet up or 5 feet up. But it looks just like us. It just doesn't have arms. So that's the soul of the tree. There's so much to see in life. There's so much to be aware of, and to hug a tree, and it's like you're one with everything. It's just absolutely amazing, and you know it works that way. It's just we're not alone. There's so many beautiful things, and I can't explain to you enough about nature. Nature is absolutely fantastically beautiful. And we're missing the boat, not by much, but just connect to the heart, connect to the body, connect to everything that you have. And you'll be able to see and feel and love. And, you know, even your family will become dearer to you. And the best thing about it is you become more holy, because what you're doing, you're connecting to God. You're actually connecting to the God of self. And that's really the beautiful part of it. That you're learning from him, you're actually or her, it doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is that you can learn and just enjoy it and just use it and listen to him. Listen to the voice of silence, because the voice of silence is the most powerful voice on the planet, and we have that inside of us. So connect to the heart. You're not going to go crazy. You're not going to go. The only thing that will happen is that you'll become more grounded. When you become more grounded, you become more open. And that's the fun of being connected to the heart and the chakras. So if you want to connect to other chakras, what you do is go into your body, into your consciousness. Let's go down to the tummy chakra. Just go visit it and see what it looks like. Here we go. Follow me in there. That's it. You're getting it quicker now. Follow all that energy. Just follow the energy through. That's it. You should be able to feel the light just coming through so smoothly to you. Just bathe in that love. Just bathe in the love. You don't have to move any further. It's happening for you. That's what I'm talking about. God is there. It's just amazing how this works, because what you're doing is opening up the self. You're opening up the love inside of you, and that's the fun part of it. Hello? I thought maybe there was somebody there. But each chakra that you go into, you'll see the light stronger and better. You should have felt like the chakra was, you were right in the center of the chakra, and you're just feeling that wonderful energy. Because once you open up the heart, everything else will open up easily. And that's the beautifulness of it. That's really great. Anyhow, we're in the gut. In the tummy. You should be able to feel that. You should be able to feel yourself grounding even more. That's wonderful. Really, really great. So what we can do, We can discuss anything you want to discuss. If somebody would please call, we could have a lot of fun. But we can have a lot of fun me talking and just doing what we're doing. When you're in the light, when you're actually walking in the light, like we're doing right now, the best thing is that you're learning so much. It's not that you're learning something in a book. You're learning something about life. You're learning something about wisdom. You're learning something about who you are. And that's really beautiful. So when you wake up tomorrow, you'll be even more refreshed. You'll be even more centered. You'll just enjoy it. It's just really, really beautiful to do. So enjoy that light. Enjoy the fun of it. Oh, it feels so wonderful. I could just bask here for like a half hour without even talking, but can't do that. The best thing I can tell you to do with all this kind of energy, I know that you're feeling it now, is just accept it. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to, just try to understand it. Just allow it to be. Just allow the energy to be. The best way to learn about energy is just let the energy come to you, and you are the energy. You become the energy. You don't have to do anything. That's the beautiful part about it. You don't have to do anything. Allow it to be you, and that's really important. That's the beautiful part of who you are. So remember that. It's really good. It's a solid energy. I think one of the things I got maybe about 15, 20 years ago, is a beautiful saying. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. And just allow it to be. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to have the fun. And, be yourself. That's the beautiful part about it. So I think I'm trying to find the information if people are sending over this information to Dr. Fred, and I can talk about it. If I can find the... I'm looking at the call us, call in, PBS. No, nobody's called in yet. But the wonderful part, well, I don't know that. I can't see it, so I don't know if somebody's called in or not. But certainly it's a lot of fun. Dr. Fred will be back next week. I think he's just out doing whatever he needs to do to relax. He'll tell you the story about his grandson next week, I suspect. The energy that's coming in now is very powerful. We have a new energy that's coming in that's extremely powerful, and it seems to be a lot of fun. It seems to be a lot of energy that can help you along the way. But the most powerful thing you can do for yourself is open yourself up. No matter what you do, it's just a wonderful way of being. So I think that it's really a lot of fun to use this kind of energy and to know that it's there and you can actually open up to it. So my brother just walked in. The idea of it is to have fun. The idea, and I use the word fun because we don't have enough fun. We need to express fun. We need to be able to go out and do whatever we want to do. I take a ride in my car. I go visit people. I go and talk. I hug trees. I do, whatever I want to do, I do. And it's just beautiful out there. The best thing to do is that you'll be able to see tree spirits and forest spirits. It's really a lot of fun, and they're all around. I mean, there's spirits around all over the place, And it's really interesting and a lot of fun to do. So just take your time. Learn how to use these chakras of yours. Just go in, bathe in them, open them up, and allow yourself to feel the energy around there. You're not going to receive anything other than beautiful, wonderful, clear energy. Okay? Nothing bad is going to happen. You need to allow yourself to be assured that the best thing that will happen is that it'll even be better. So that's what I can tell you about the chakras and the heart. The best thing to do is to just try it. Experiment. You'll always come back. You'll always come back. Even when I was out into the energy of the universe for 8 years, eventually I came back. I wanted to see the planets. I wanted to see different universes. I wanted to see what was out there, and I did. And it was a lot of fun. I was working here and out in the universe both at the same time. So if you think it's a one-on-one basis, it's not. We can break ourselves down to do a lot of different things and stay centered at the same time. When I'm working with my clients in the room, and I have them on the table, I'm seeing the energy above the table, below the table. I'm able to see the chakras. I'm able to see angels. I'm able to see people coming in, the light changing, the colors of the chakras changing. It's really beautiful to see, and you can do that all at the same time at different levels, at different kinds of energies, and it's just beautiful that you don't get lost. It's just there. You just do it, and it's really beautiful. It just takes a little time and a little effort, but, you know, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun when I go out to California, which is not too many times, but we've always had a lot of fun, and the energy that we project into my room is really beautiful, and people get cleared very easily, and we have a lot of fun with that. The projectors in my room are always firing. They're constantly firing. I also have 2 flamethrowers in my room, which I use all the time. I have a master crystal that I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. Fred, talked me into that crystal after 3 or 4 years, and it was an awful lot of fun to use, and it's still wonderful. The crystals, the master crystal itself actually is an entity of its own. What's happened with mine is that when I'm working with a person, I can actually see the crystal take the light that it has, which is multiple, it's just unbelievable, and watch it go to the chakras that need help. And I used to do the work of the chakras, but now the master crystal is doing it for me, and it's really fabulous to see. It's just wonderful. It's a very compassionate stone. I don't know how many more are left on the planet, but no kidding. The master crystal is unbelievable. If you can get yourself one and just use it and just sit by it and just feel it, it's just absolutely incredible, and they're really a lot of fun to have. So that's something I would do. But if you have the ability to sit down and meditate, please sit down and meditate. If you have the ability to help people, please help them. You don't know the power of yourself until you go into yourself and release that energy. Everybody has it. Everybody on the planet has this kind of energy. It might be different to use, but everybody has an energy that can open up and help other people and help themselves along the way. The more powerful you become, the more powerful you can do. The more powerful you can do, just imagine what you can do with people around the planet. It's just really beautiful. I remember when I had my own program, and I would tell people to hold out their hand, and they could feel the energy, even when I was going from here to Hong Kong or here to Hawaii, people were able to feel the energy in their hand just by expressing mine to them. And they would say, oh, my gosh, I could feel the energy. I can feel the warmth. the chakras and the energy of the body is so powerful that to make a connection, once you make a connection, you have that connection for life. Now, it's not that you don't have the connection before. You have the connection. It's always there. You're just not attuned to it. So once you become attuned to that energy, the chakras and everything will attune to that kind of energy, and it's all one. That's the amazing part of it. God has given us energy. Yes, it's different. Everybody can't do the same thing, but people can do whatever they want to do, and it's nothing ever bad. It's always love. And it's really incredible to you. So if you have the ability to do that and go in and find out who you are, please use that kind of energy. Use that love that you have. It's just an intense energy that is there all the time. It's just love. It's just absolute pure love. And to be in touch with that kind of energy is like being in touch with heaven, because it's the divine. The energy that we're talking about is the energy outside the body, and we all have it. It's just an amazing tool. It's an amazing part of who we are. So the more we open up, the more we can feel that energy. The more we feel the energy, the more that we can see. And that's the beautiful part of all this, is that you can see an awful lot more. And if you can, please don't forget to do the I breathe in the breath of God, and use that energy as you're saying I breathe in the breath of God, and suck it in and just allow that to go wherever it needs to go in your body to heal. The other thing is that there's an energy that you can bring in through your eyes, and you just allow that to breathe that in. And what you're doing is opening up to more energy, and it'll help you in terms of becoming even more powerful. So you're, the idea of it is not the power, but it's the idea of being simple. Everything that I'm showing you, God told me, is to keep it simple. You can do anything you want to do. It's not difficult. When you start reading about energy and you start trying to understand it, it'll go away. If you allow it to be, it will come to you. It'll come to you in mass doses, so you'll be able to live and share in the life that you have with all this wonderful energy. So let me repeat that again. The more that you try to hug into the energy, the more you're going to lose it. Allow it to be. When you have that kind of energy, just allow it to be, and it will come to you even better. So don't be afraid of it again. I think it says in the Bible, be of strong courage and allow that energy to, you know, do its work. Show it that you've got the power to stay connected and love that kind of energy. I think it's just absolutely flawless that God has given us the ability to touch into that energy. So that's what you need to do. Try to believe in yourself. Try to believe. Just allow it to happen. We all have these abilities. Please don't shut down on them. Open them up. We have the wisdom of being able to handle all this energy. We have the wisdom to be able to do loving and cherishable things for everybody on this planet. If you need to do it for yourself, please do it. Allow yourself to open up on all this love and everything that you can have without any reservation. It's just absolutely wonderful. It's really a lot of fun being on Dr. Fred's show. I really enjoy it. I can't see. My camera, I don't have a camera here to work with. I'm lousy on a computer. So please forgive me. I really don't know how to work my computer. But it's just beautiful. Allow yourself to be. Some people have the ability to get in touch with angels and do wonderful stuff. And then some people are really guided to work with their computers. So You know, I'm not a computer person. Please forgive me. But when you start opening up to this tremendous energy, you will become humble. Believe me when I tell you, you'll become humble because the energy is so great. The energy is so vast. And the light is so strong that you actually become humble. You become a person different than who you have been because, you know, you're dealing with such energies. You're dealing with God. You're dealing with power that's just unbelievable. And you become very humble with that kind of energy, believe me. But the beautiful thing is that you become more powerful with that energy. You become more powerful with who you are. And that's the beautiful part about it. It's just absolutely wonderful. So don't try to work it. Don't try to do anything like that. Just allow it to be. That's where people make the confusion, is that they try to work the energy. And the three messages are, you know, just allow it to be. You just allow yourself to be. It's just unbelievable that you can have that kind of power and be able to help people and be able to help yourself, be able to help your children, be able to help your wife, make your family stronger. When you start dealing with this energy, you become very holy. You become, you're working for God, you're working for yourself, you're working for humanity, and you're working for everything on the planet. So it's just amazing that we have this power that we can use and touch into it, and it just makes you so humble, just makes you so real, and that's the beautiful part about it. But let's talk about something else for a while. Let's get off that for a minute. The projectors and the nuclear receptors, I have one nuclear receptor, and I really love it. I was thinking about getting a new receptor, one of Dr. Fred's receptors, but I can't afford it right now, but that's what I'm looking forward to having one of these days. And it's really a lot of fun. I mean, they're really beautiful. I felt the energy of them, and it's really very, very interesting. Let's see here. I'm going down his, yes, the new one, the Christos receptor series. It's a beautiful receptor, and it's got 3, 6, 9, 10, 11. It's got 11 stones plus the big one in the center, and it's absolutely beautiful. If you go to his website, you'll be able to see these necklaces. They're absolutely magnificent. The one he likes, let's see if we can find it. Wow, look at that. Look at that red one right underneath. It's absolutely gorgeous. This is the one underneath that is a negotiator. That's what I want. But Fred likes, here's his. He wants the Ankh. And it looks powerful, but I like the negotiator. It doesn't matter. I mean, whatever you want to do, it's just they're really beautiful. And I think whatever you get, it's going to be really. Look at that red one underneath there. Wow, he's got an Ankh that has ruby and just absolutely gorgeous. Wow, it's really, really pretty. Yeah, there's the old one there. It almost looks like, yeah. These are beautiful. I have a projector that I wear. It's solid platinum. And it's really powerful. The first time I put it on, I was able to go in through the projector and go out the other side of it. And it was really, it's a way that I make my stuff mine. And it really, really does a wonderful job for me. But you can do whatever you want to do when you get one. It doesn't have to be solid platinum. It could be silver. It could be gold. But they're certainly a lot of fun, and they're extremely powerful. The first time I put my projectors up on the wall, we had Palladians, actually, excuse me, Andromedans in the room. And they were very, very nice people to me. They were really, really nice. and they stayed with me for about 3 hours one day. And the next day, I had a big Andromedan come in, and he held out his hand, and they took me to Andromeda. And they were extremely nice people. They almost look like us on Andromeda. Here, they're cloaked. They're transparent. They're big. They're like 15 feet tall. They're gigantic when you see them here. And Fred's got a place out there that he can see them. So, you ever get a chance to go out to his property? It's really, really interesting. He's got quite a place out there. I hope to get out there one day. I was in Laguna Beach, which is absolutely gorgeous, and that was a lot of fun. That was really a lot of fun to be on his property. And at nighttime, he put on a show. He put on a show with all his crystals and with all. It was just amazing how many different kinds of lasers he had where he was firing into all the crystals. It was really beautiful. But if you can, take a look at a master crystal. If somebody in your area has a master crystal, go take a look at it and see the wonderful energy that comes from these crystals. They're just absolutely amazing. I'm not trying to sell you anything, believe me. What I'm trying to do is help you to become more you, and that's what we need to do in this world. We need to help people to become more who they are. That's the beautiful part. It's really a lot of fun working with him, talking to him, and, you know, so it's been really a good time with him. But that's it on the energy part. I just I find that working with Fred is an experience, and he's so knowledgeable. He knows a lot about everything, and so it's my idea at some point in my life to be able to share my energy with a lot of other people in terms of his performance, and. That would be a lot of fun to do. I don't know if I could work with him, but, you know, it'd be a lot of fun to find out. But anyhow, getting back to, the Nuke Alert. This is a beautiful device. In case you need a protection around you, that nuclear alert is really incredible. It really, if you look on his website, Radiation Detection and Protection Products, it's really interesting because it really does work. I've had mine go off. It just went off because of the energy around us. Dr. Fred, as I said, will be back next week, and it'll be a lot of fun having him back. The idea of working his show is really nice. I'm used to it, but I'm not used to it. It's just an incredible amount of wonderful people that are here. I'm surprised that nobody called in, but I guess maybe that happens once in a while. So, yeah, that's it. I'm just looking at all his products on his line here. His new books, Death of Ignorance, The Inside Track. They're unbelievable books. But this Christos, that's a beautiful necklace. If you're tying into his website, it's just really incredible. The second one is even prettier than the first one. It's it's white silver, and it has a gold bridge. It has 12 little stones around the cross, and then the center one, of course, whatever that is, a diamond or a ruby or whatever. It's really, really an amazing stone. Really amazing. And it's a lot of fun looking at this. Can't afford it, but I can look at it. Oh, here's a close-up. Wow. And the rubies are really an amazing amazing tool. This has got 12 rubies in it, and they're really amazing. I just, you know, some of these stones are so powerful. The ruby has high energy boost, pituitary and adrenals. But the garnet, that's an amazing one. It has physical energy boost, digestion and balance, integration and regeneration. It's good for the adrenals, the liver, the kidney, the pituitary glands, spinal column, and blood. It's also good for the solar plexus chakras, and it's really amazing what these things will do. It's just absolutely amazing. Just I'm so amazed at everything that it does. Even the yellow green stone is for liver, kidney, spleen, and thyroid gland. It's just amazing. Amethyst is for gonads, pineal gland, nervous system. I mean, these stones are just, God has given us such a gift of being able to use these stones in any way we want. I mean, just absolutely amazing. All we need is a person that really knows what to do with them, and Dr. Fred does, and he's put it together. It's just amazing. Just amazing. I just, he's got this red one with a diamond in the center of it. Oh my gosh. Just absolutely gorgeous. I'm lost in it myself. I'm just looking at it. But anyhow, let's get back to the energy that we were talking about. If you have the ability, please, if you have the ability to tie into some of this energy in any way you can, that's my way of tying in. You must have a way of tying in also. And maybe what you need to do is help people, and maybe they can open up to the energy also. So that's the beautiful part about it, is that we all have this energy. All we need to do is tap into it. Tap into more love. Tap into more compassion. Tap into who we are. When you start doing that, people open up. I was told a long time ago that if you open up this energy, let's say you're walking down the street and you know, your aura is like gigantic, and you pass a person that needs help. If you have that energy in you, it will pass to him. It will open him up so fast he doesn't even know what happened, or she doesn't know what happened. So the ability to be able to do that is priceless. It's just absolutely priceless. And to do that, to be able to help people on that level without even knowing you're doing it, it's just really beautiful. Now, the aura is what I was talking about in terms of energy. The aura goes right to heaven. It's not disconnected from anything. People think that the aura is only you know, a couple inches away from the body. It's not. It actually goes to heaven. It's just absolutely amazing, and everybody's energy is the same. All we need to do is to tap into it. That's what we need to do. That's the idea of being tapped in. Now, these necklaces can help you do that. It can help. I know it's helped me a lot in terms of energy, in terms of growth. So it's really, really powerful. It's really, really good stuff. And that's what you need to do. So, you know, if you have a friend that has one, wear it for a few days and see what it's like. They're really, really beautiful. They really help you. And it's really great. So try it sometime. It's absolutely, really, really wonderful. But anyhow, it's been a pleasure this evening talking to you. I hope I wasn't too boring. I hope I was able to help you a little bit. Dr. Fred, as I say, will be back next week. Mikkel is always in the background. So we're looking at a lot of good things next week. It'll be a lot of fun to be on the show. I'm going to end right now, and it's 8:53. It'll be 8:54 in a minute, and then that'll be wonderful. So thank you so much for allowing me to come. Spend some time with you, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.